Praise God. This is another good morning that God has given us to listen to His Word. And we carry on looking at the gifts of prophecy, or rather of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We are in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we are looking at the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Remember, the scriptures have told us, 1 Corinthians 12 verse 4, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries or differences of service or administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities or diversities of operations, but it is the same God who works all in all, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. So I keep drilling the point that there is a manifestation of the Spirit that is given to every person that is born again for the profit of all, or for the profit of the church. So there is an interdependence that comes, that is the characteristics of the body of Christ, in that there is one person who is given a specific gift that is supposed to benefit us all. There's another who is given another gift that is supposed to benefit us all. And we are supposed to look unto one another. There is one who is going to have the gift of prophecy, the one who is able to communicate the mind of God. Then we have someone who has the gifts of healing, gifts of healings. So they are able to have various kinds of healings. They are able to administer healing. There are those who just administer healing by touch. There are those who will just point at you and you will be healed. There are those who will pray for you and you'll be healed. There are those who will use, you know, objects and artifacts and be healed. So healing, there are those who their shadows will heal. There are various gifts of healing. There are various manifestations. And all these are basically evidences of the Holy Spirit at work in a person. And you know, in the Old Testament, there was the anointing. When the king or the priests or the prophets were anointed and oil was poured on them, what would happen is that the Spirit of the Lord will come upon them and they will prophesy. And then, of course, there were things that will accompany. There was wisdom, there was, you know, grace, there was power, you know, there was courage in war, there was influence, people will follow them, you know, there was, you know, music, and all these things were a reflection of the Spirit of the Lord coming upon them. And you know, the scriptures tells us, except a man be born again, he cannot see, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And that being born again is being born of water and born of the blood and born of the water and being born of water and of the Spirit, that means that you need to have spiritual regeneration. And that spiritual regeneration is where the Holy Spirit comes and unites with our spirit, and he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Then we receive a new spirit, and that spirit becomes the Holy Spirit living in us and through us, and the Spirit of God is the one that becomes resident in our hearts. Now, when that happens, then you are born again and you are born above, and then you have perception. You can see the kingdom of God. And that means to have, you know, the ability to perceive, the ability to discern, but also for us to be able to know what is within you, that there is the Holy Spirit who is invisible working in your life. We are going to see manifestations of the Spirit. And we say, the Bible says, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one. So each and every person, the Holy Spirit distributes individually to everyone as he wills. He gives us a manifestation at a minimum. At a minimum, each of us have a gift of the Holy Spirit, but we are not limited in the number of gifts that we can have. The Bible tells us, eagerly desire the greater gifts. So there is an aspect that you can desire, but you can receive certain gifts and anointings by your desire, but how you long from God, how you desire to be used by God. And God is not unjust. The Bible says he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So as you seek God, as you learn to trust him, As you learn to depend upon Him, then God is able to pour out more graces, and you are expected to use that grace or that anointing or this gift that God has given you for the benefit of all. Remember, it says that each one should prophesy according to the measure of faith. So there is a measure of grace. According to the grace given to each and every one of you, let each one use it for the glory of God. So when in speaking about gifts, about the manifestations, we have seen that some of the gifts that are listed here in this part, 9 gifts are listed, of which it says to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He will. So we are able to classify these 9 gifts into 3, of which we said, one, we have the gifts of revelation. What are the gifts of revelation? The gifts of revelation are the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and discernment of spirits, or distinguishing of spirits. Then we say we have the gifts of power, which we were able to conclude yesterday, in which we have faith, the gifts of healings, and the gift of working of miracles. That those are the gifts of power. And then we have the third classification, which are the gifts of speech, or which are the vocal gifts, where you use your mouth to release this gift. And here we have the gift of prophecy, we have the gift of tongues, and we have the gift of interpretation of tongues. So today, by the grace of God, we'll start on the vocal gifts, or the gifts of speech, and we will start with the first one, which is, the Bible says, to one is given the gift of prophecy. So when we speak of prophecy, what do we mean? When we speak of prophecy, many times we often think of prophecy as telling someone, oh, your account number, oh, your mother is this, oh, your father is this, can I go deeper? That is not prophecy. We spoke that when there is something that is revealed supernaturally, something that is brought as information, that is the word of knowledge. So in our current time, we often confuse people who are operating in the word of knowledge as operating in the gift of prophecy. That necessarily is not true, but gift of prophecy is actually a gift of utterance. It is a gift of speaking the mind of God. It is a gift of where one has received the ability supernaturally to receive communication from God. And when they have received this communication from God, they are able to speak this mind of God, or this communication from God, to a person or to a church. And this speaking of the mind of God has a purpose, and this does not come ideally from the person's mind or from the person's wisdom or understanding or education, but this comes from inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So prophecy ideally is the ability granted supernaturally by the Holy Spirit to speak forth words coming from God. It comes from the mind of God. So what I would say is that maybe we can read, and I think that would be important. So that let's look at what prophecy is, and maybe we can, for that we can jump to 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, which is just two chapters after where we are, chapter 12, and we're going to read from verse 1, and we'll read up to verse 5. The Bible says, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. So there is, first of all, a desire. What do you desire? That you're being told you can desire spiritual gifts, but most importantly, that desire that you may prophesy. And then it says, verse 2, for he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. So this starts speaking about the speaking in tongues. When someone is speaking in a tongue, they are not speaking to men, but they are speaking to God. No one understands them, but they are speaking mysteries. But he who prophesies, now there we are looking at the gift of prophecy. He who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but he who prophesies edifies the church. I wish all of you spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied. For he who prophesies is greater than he who speaks with tongues, unless he indeed interprets that the church may receive edification. Now, one of the key three things that define a prophecy or when prophesying is that there is edification. Edification means that you are building up people. Remember, you go to church and the preaching, you are going when you are down, and when after you've listened to the message, you receive strength. You feel built up. You feel that you have been taught the word of God and you are built up. Then there is also exhortation. Exhortation is the stirring up to action. This is where you feel the person who's preaching, you have to go out, you stand up, you go for action. You know, I mean, go and reach out to the lost. And there is a stirring up within you that you can know and see that this is the word of God is coming specifically to stir us up to do something, to be more excited about the kingdom of God, about actions for the kingdom of God. And then the third aspect is comfort. And this is where the word of God comes to comfort us. Now, let me go back to where, I mean, we're speaking of how people do prophecy. We assume prophecy to be. Whenever we say someone is like, okay, let me tell you this. This is what. And you say, yes. But you see, that is word of knowledge. But the prophecy is actually now when the man of God now tells you what is the word of the Lord for you. For example, when now after the man of God has established that, you know, that knowledge and that you believe that he is speaking the mind of God, a true prophet does that to build your faith and then that you can receive, then now gives you the prophecy. Now, prophecy many times would be words that will speak either to your current situation, which is what we call forth telling. When someone is speaking to you about now, that is prophecy. God is lifting you up. God is changing your life. God is going to give you a job, you know, and you're going to do this. I see this is happening to you. That is forth telling, where you're being told about your present circumstance. And this is where you're being edified, you're being exhorted, where you're being, you know, stirred up, and then also where you're being comforted. You know, there is a time where you need the comfort of the Lord. And that's what God does. He sends prophet to just tell you, you know what? This is a time of restoration. This is a time of building up. This is a time where God is going to restore your fortunes. In that moment, you are comforted. Why? Because the Holy Spirit knows that you as the church or you as the believer, you need an encouragement at that point to cheer you up. So we said prophecy must exhort, must edify, it must exhort, and it must comfort for it to qualify as prophecy. So we are saying that the person then now, when the person starts to speak to you the mind of God, then forth-telling is what is for now. And many times whenever we are preaching the word of God, we are actually prophesying. You know, many times people confuse prophecy must only speak about the future. No, that is one aspect of prophecy, which is what is called foretelling. telling of the future. So a prophet is able to speak to you for now, which is the now word of God, which is the rhema word of God. You know, when the Bible says that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word, every rhema that proceeds from the mouth of God. That proceeding word from the mouth of God, that the now word is rhema, that is prophecy. So when someone receives a rhema, that is the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and communicates that inspiration to you, then that person has prophesied. So a prophet is not necessarily someone that speaks to you the future. That is half or part of prophecy, but it does not limit that a prophet must be someone that tells people their future. And you see, that's the challenge of believers today. They want people who tell them, oh, tell me what will happen to me. Oh, tell me who should I marry. Oh, tell me what should I do. Should I travel or not? That is not how God has designed believers to live by, where you depend on the man of God to give you direction for the future. The Bible tells us, they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So there is a leading of the Holy Spirit that is expected of believers, and not to be led by the man of God. In fact, when prophets of today, when they come to speak to you, they will not communicate, and they're not supposed to communicate something that is new. But also, if it is new to you, then you must judge the prophecy. The Bible tells us, do not treat prophecies with contempt, but judge every prophecy, judge the spirits to know from where they speak from, and is it from God or is it from the enemy? Remember, there is a counterfeit gift of prophecy, which is the counterfeit which the devil gives, which is divination. Acts 16 verse 16, when Paul and Barnabas were going to the house of prayer, and there is a slave girl that is following them and saying, these are servants of the Most High God. They're showing you the way of truth, the way of life. Hear them. She was saying the right thing. She had given much profit to her masters by forth-telling, by fortune-telling. But her source was from the spirit of divination. So it is very possible to be confused today, because nowadays those that are even using divination have churches. So you can find someone is claiming to be a prophet, but if you look closely, you can see that this person is actually a witch, is actually a diviner, because some of the characteristics you will see, they have gardens, they have water bodies in the altar, they have certain systems by which they enter the altar. They are those you will see when they are coming to church or to the enter, they have a specific, you know, door they must enter. They enter either the altar backwards and things like that. They will see funny characteristics that will tell you that this person is actually not a prophet of God, but this person is a diviner, someone that is using the spirit of divination, someone that is using witchcraft in the name of God. So you have to be very careful, and God has to give you the spirit of discernment to be able to distinguish right from wrong, and the, you know, what is true prophecy and what is not. So prophecy is receiving the mind of God, inspired by the mind of God, where, you know, by prophecy or by revelation or word of knowledge and word of wisdom that God has given you that. And then when you communicate the mind of God through utterance, through your mouth, then people receive edification, they are built up. People receive exhortation, they are stirred up, or they are stirred up to action, and people receive comfort, they are cheered up. When we speak of this, then this is prophecy. This qualifies to be prophecy. Now, Paul is very clear that prophecy is for the building up of the church, and he desires that every believer prophesies. In fact, he says, I wish all of you spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesy. That means that Paul's desire was that beyond just speaking in tongues, I desire that every believer to prophesy. Now, what was the command of God, or the promise of God? If we go to Acts chapter 2, verse 17, and even this is ideally a prophecy that comes from Joel chapter 2, verse 27, where the word of God promised that, and afterwards I'll pour out my spirit. Let's look at Acts chapter 2, verse 17. It says, and it shall come to pass, 16, but this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, I want to establish this foundation that whenever the Holy Spirit will come upon believers is that they would prophesy. In the Old Testament, any time a king was anointed and the oil was poured, they prophesied. Saul prophesied. So the Spirit of the Lord came upon him and he prophesied. So there was always a connection with the Holy Spirit coming upon someone and there being a manifestation of that. Now in the New Testament, it is expected at a minimum that each and every one of us should be able to prophesy. Now it does not mean that everyone will prophesy, but it is expected that we should all prophesy. Now, what does the scripture say? And it shall come to pass that God says that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. That means that everyone that receives the outpouring of the Holy Spirit has the ability to prophesy. Now, that means that you can receive the inspiration of God. Remember, the spirit of man is a candle of the Lord, is a candlestick of the Lord. That means that God is able to communicate to you. You are now spiritually alive. Now, because you are spiritually alive, the Spirit of God is within you. He can reveal things to you. And this maybe will, if we have two parts of this, we'll be able to look at this. You can, no one knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him. And no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God, and God has made us known to us all these things, what no eye can see, what no ear has heard, what no mind has conceived, and God has revealed them to us by His Spirit. There are things that are freely given to us. That means when you have the Spirit of God, you receive the Spirit of revelation and you know the things of God. Now, when you have received the things of God, either through visions, and you will remember when God says, whenever there's a prophet among you, I speak to him by dreams. I speak to him by visions. I speak to him by, you know, riddles and hard sentences and, you know, dark sayings and dark speeches. And then he says, not so of my servant Moses. With him, I speak to him face to face. So when you are a prophet, when you receive the prophecy, you will see visions, you will dream dreams, you will, you know, God will pour, he will show you. You remember he says, I will show wonders in heaven above and signs. So there are things that are marks of prophecies, of prophets. One is that they are visions. They receive the mind of God. They receive communication of God through visions. They receive communications of God through dreams. They receive communications of God through sight. God shows them, I will show you. So God opens your eyes, your spiritual eyes, and you see. And then also signs, and signs in the earth beneath. That means that God also gives prophets certain signs where you can know, oh, there is trouble now. Oh, I need to do this. Oh, I need to act on this. So all this, the Bible is saying that these are marks of prophets, And it says that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. So it is not limited to a man or a woman. Remember, think of Silas, Barnabas. They were sent to the church in Antioch, and the church was strengthened because they were prophets. That means they could speak the mind of God. They encouraged the church. They strengthened the church. They built up the church. Then the Bible also tells us that Philip had four daughters who prophesied. So there were also females who were prophesying. That means someone can stand before the church, whether a man or a woman, and prophesy to the church and speak to the church and build up the church and preach. So a simple way of being saying prophets is a preacher. And you know, whenever we say someone is teaching today, someone is taking the word of God slowly to give you teaching. But when someone is prophesying, they are preaching. They are, you can see the energy. They are building you up. That is a prophet. That is a prophet. So a prophet, God expects each and every one of us to go and preach the word of God. So it's prophecy. But now, what is the difference between what is the expectation of every believer and someone that has the gift? So when someone has the gift, is someone that now it is just beyond the natural, beyond the normal that everyone has. This is where now it becomes a distinct mark that you can know that this person, whenever he speaks, they speak the mind of God. Whenever they open their mouth, they're constantly receiving prophecies. They're constantly receiving dreams. They can tell you of the future. And the Bible tells us that contend with the prophecy spoken over your life. That means that God desires that he encourages us through prophecies. And if you look down in your life, you will find that actually there are prophecies that were spoken over your life, even when you were a child. And many of them, you are walking in them, but some of them you are still yet to see. The Bible says, wage war. Remember the prophecy that was spoken over your life, wage war with them. That means that you have a responsibility to pray and agree with God over your prophecy. You know, people complain, oh, this prophet told me that this is going to happen. It has not happened. The question is, did you just hear and left it? Or did you hear and you waged war with it? Did you receive it? You know, it has no value to you. The word can come to you, but if you don't mix it with faith, it will not profit you. There are things that you profit, that bring you into profit. You mix the word of God that you have received, the prophecy that you've received, with faith, and with faith also you believe it, then you wage war with it. You pray with it. You pray remembering what has been said, and you demand of God what has been spoken. Now, them that have the gift of prophecy actually have received that enablement. And remember, actually, let me just give further distinction. Whenever someone receives a gift of prophecy or is prophesying, it actually can happen when, let's say, you are praying for a service and God gives you a message. So you write it down. That one is fine. When you come and speak it before the people, that one is gift of prophecy, but you received it by revelation, maybe 2 days ago or across that week while you're preparing for the sermon. And then you can speak to the people. That is gift of prophecy by revelation at that point. But there's also gift of prophecy by inspiration. And this happens in the spur of the moment. If you can start preaching to people, and in that very moment you start speaking words, and for sure you know that this you never prepared for. This did not come from your previous knowledge, but this is happening right now. It is like you're downloading from God now. Now that is inspiration. That is an utterance that is from God direct. So you can manifest the gift of prophecy either by revelation, what was revealed to you in the past, or even now what is happening now, and that is by inspiration. But most of the times, the one that is happening direct has more powerful effect in the congregation than the one that came earlier. Because at that moment, it came to you. And, oh my, when you're in your room, you could experience the power of God. But then when you've gone to preach, oh, there's trouble here and there, confusion, distractions, it may not have the same effect. But when it's inspiration, it is powerful. And, you know, there are guides to it. When one prophet is speaking, let the others listen and comprehend it and allow it to, you know, to let them judge it. And then when one speaks and another starts to speak, let the first one be silent, let the other speak. And then the third one starts, let the second one be silent, and the third one starts. And the Bible says you can all prophesy in tongues. So there are ways in which we are told to be guided, and these are things that we will later look on when we get to chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, and we'll be able to see much more of this. But the gift is available for all. Remember, the Bible says to each one is given the gift. So do not say that I cannot preach. God expects all of us to prophesy. God expects all of us to encourage believers. You in your church, you in your Bible school, you in your office. When you are speaking with someone, I just don't know what to say. Just ask God in that moment, God, what do I say? And then you can start to comfort someone. Then you're prophesying to that person. At a minimum, all flesh, every believer that is born again has the ability to receive the mind of God and to speak it for the purposes of edification, that is building up, for the purposes of exhortation to stir up, and the purposes of comfort, which is to cheer up. I'll stop here, and I pray that God has given us insight into this and to know that the gift is available and is working in our lives. So, brother, if you're welcome. Okay, any feedback? Okay, fine. If there's none, let us pray. Now, Heavenly Father, Lord, go ahead, Tabo.
No, they should go, my son.
Okay, good. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your grace, your power to speak your word. I thank you for the revelation of truth, that you are bringing us to alignment, you're bringing us to knowledge, you're bringing us to understand the things that you have freely given us, and you have called us to hear your voice, to be led by you, and to communicate the mind of God. And I thank you for the gift that you have placed, that you have desired for each and every believer to know your voice, to know your mind. And I pray for inspiration. I pray for revelation, the bringing forth of things that are hidden and bringing them to our mind. And I pray for your prophets to have the courage to be able to speak, to be able to edify, to be able to exhort, to be able to encourage and build up the church. You desire that all of us prophesied, all of us prophesied, all of us can be able to communicate the mind of God and to hear your voice. And to be see signs, to see wonders, to see, you know, insights, to have visions and dreams. And I thank you for your children that are walking in this. They are learning, they are growing in alignment, they are growing in obedience to hear your voice, to be taught by you. I speak that the manifestations of those gifts will be open this moment, oh God, in the name of Jesus. May we see a breakthrough, may we see an answers, may we see the manifestation in prayer, in study of the word. May this be opened to the praise and honor of your holy name. We remember our parents, remember our children, remember our family members. I pray for a word of healing, a word of grace to be upon each and every one of them. May they walk in favor, in victory, and in grace. We thank you and we honor your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. Shalom.